Money Matters by Christy Linton, Church Magazines. 7 Ways to Put Money in Its Place. I used to keep all my money in my sock drawer. It was really simple to budget. When I ran out, well, I ran out. But managing my money from my dresser drawer forever just wasn't realistic. I found that out when I got my first job and then again when I went away to college. My expenses seemed to skyrocket, and keeping track of my money was no longer an easy task. I wanted to be better at managing my money, but setting up a budget at that point appeared overwhelming. If only I had known how easy and important it is. 7 Tips for Financial Success. You may not have a lot of money right now, but learning how to take care of money now can keep you out of financial trouble later. Although there is no set way to manage your money, there are set principles to guide you. Here are 7 valuable tips. 1. Pay your tithing first. Paying tithing tests your faith and obedience. You will be blessed for paying it. The Lord may not send you a check in the mail, but He has promised that when blessings do come, that there will not be room enough to receive them. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. 2. Spend less than you earn. The key to spending less than we earn is simple. It is called discipline, said President N. Eldon Tanner, 1898 to 1982, of the First Presidency. Many people think the key to having more money is making more money. But more often than not, the more money they make, the more they spend. You'll save more by spending less, and that takes discipline. Spending less than you earn is especially important if you have a credit card. Make sure you have enough money to pay for whatever you charge on a credit card. Keep a small limit on your credit card, and try not to buy things on credit when you're upset or not in the right frame of mind to evaluate your spending. The interest you'll pay can really hurt. 3. Learn to distinguish between wants and needs. Take a moment to think about the things you cannot physically survive without. Water, food, clothing, shelter. Most often the problem is not that we need more, but that we want more. For example, you need food, and you have some in the fridge, but you want to eat out. You need shoes, and you have some, but you're tired of them, and you want a new pair. It's okay to buy things you want, but when your wants come before your needs, it's easy to fall into debt. 4. Learn how to work. President David O. McKay, 1873 to 1970, said, "The privilege to work is a gift. The power to work is a blessing. The love of work is success. If you want to be financially stable, be willing to work." 5. Pay yourself. First pay tithing, then save some money. After paying 10% to the Lord's church, it is wise to set aside at least 10% for yourself in savings. Rainy days occur more often than you may think, and usually come without warning. Say you buy a used car. At first it runs well. Then the car's transmission fails and the repair costs more than you earn in several months. To be ready for the unexpected, regularly save some money. 6. Get an education. Generally, the more education employees have, the more they get paid. President Gordon B. Hinckley reminds us that the Lord wants you to educate your minds and hands, whatever your chosen field, whether it be repairing, refrigerators, or the work of a skilled surgeon. You must train yourselves. There can be no doubt, none whatever, that education pays. 7. Follow a budget. Finally, create and follow a budget, a spending plan. Though this may seem a little overwhelming at first, making a budget is easier than you think, and if you follow it, it will give you more financial freedom. Here are 4 steps to making and maintaining a simple budget. 1. Estimate your monthly income. 2. Write down what you think you will spend that month. Begin with your needs. 3. Keep track of your expenses throughout the month. Write down every cent you spend and what you spend it on. 4. Compare your actual expenses with your planned expenses. Evaluate what you are spending money on. Make adjustments for the next month. Accompanying this article on page 31 shows what a budget looks like. Your income and expenses will be different. On this page are two blank budget forms for you to use. You might want to photocopy them and keep them in your purse or wallet. It basically shows a personal budget sheet for the month of, showing income, expenses, and the balance after your expenses, with two columns with the expected expenses and the other column with the actual expenses. Does it matter? So does having money matter? I mean, really matter? Many people think money is evil and worldly, but remember these two things. First, all things are spiritual. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 34, the Lord says, "All things unto me are spiritual, and not at any time have I given unto you a law which was temporal." The Apostle Paul taught that the love of money is evil, not money itself. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. Second, money is a medium of exchange. Elder Sterling W. Sill, 1903 through 1994, said, "If there is anyone who can't buy happiness with money, it must be that he just doesn't know where to shop. We can build temples with money. We can send out missionaries with money. We can erect educational institutions, operate hospitals, and pay our tithing with money. In many ways, we can build up the kingdom of God with money. Money isn't everything, but we can exchange it for things that can help bring us joy. Like the things of this earth, money is something we have been given responsibility for, something that can teach us sacrifice, discipline, and work. Learning to manage money wisely can increase our freedom, teach you eternal gospel principles, and bring peace and happiness into your life." Sidebars. Discipline yourselves in your purchases to avoid debt to the extent possible. Pay off debt as quickly as you can and free yourselves from bondage. President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, November 1998, page 54. We must not allow our yearnings to exceed our earnings. President Thomas S. Monson, Ensign, November 2002, page 54. Wherefore do not spend money for that which is of no worth, nor your labor for that which cannot satisfy. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 51. If there is any one thing that will bring peace and contentment into the human heart and into the family, it is to live within our means. President Heber J. Grant, 1856 through 1945, seventh president of the Church, Relief Society Magazine, May 1932, page 302. End of sidebars. Insight. To find more information on budgeting, click on Resource Management at www.providentliving.org. End of the article, Money Matters, by Christy Linton, Church Magazines.